Russia.
Well, this is awkward.
To the Como Zoo, and one of the gorillas ran up to us and turned around and showed us his booty.
Whoa.
And then another one, it picked his nose and then ate it.
Ew.
Gorillas gotta eat.
Deegan does that sometimes.
Guess Deegan's a gorilla.
Wait, he picks his nose and then eats it?
Uh-huh.
Guess he's a gorilla then.
He really is a gorilla.
Why smacks himself in the face?
Can't wait till Deegan hears this one.
Deegan, you're a gorilla. Yeah, you're a gorilla.
Where do you think he learned it from?
Brian.
No chance.
Yes, you did.
No, it's
now
gross.
Now he's scratching his eye.
What are you doing? Play-by-play of what Brian does?
Yeah. This is now a play-by-play of what Brian does. Or a.k.a. my dad. This is my reporting voice.
Or it's reported about Brian's fault.
No, that's Deegan's station.
Okay.
Deegan's station. Should we start talking about Deegan's station? Head to the Deegan's station.
Okay.
Rosa, you just recently had a birthday. I think you turned 13, maybe?
Yeah, seven. No, she turned 99. Seven.
Maybe you could
99.
Give the list.
I'm 7.
Yeah, 7 years old. Okay.
But I'm still 6 and a half.
Soon 7.
Woo-hoo!
Maybe you could give the listeners a recap of your birthday in your reporter voice.
First birthday, then reporter voice.
So I had 4 birthday parties. The first one, friend birthday. The second one was
family.
The second one was the day after my friend birthday party, Graham Lou's house birthday party, and then we had my actual birthday, and then we had Grandma Pam's house birthday party. So,
which birthday party was Luca at?
I was at the red one.
What happened at your friend birthday party, Rosa?
Cake, magician guy. Is he a magician guy?
Yeah.
Comedy magician guy, balloons / balloon animal guy. Scavenger hunt.
Presents,
friends, everything else.
What did you think of the comedy magician / balloon artist, Luca? Was he funny or?
He was weird.
He was weird.
What was his best trick?
This is like the only magic part when he had one balloon in there, and then he had a lot of balloons in the bag. Because once he put out one, and then something happened, there was a million.
Yeah. I had came up there, and he told me to reach into the bag and pull out all of the balloons, but I only pulled one. And then he, like, did some magic, and then he was just like, just pull out the one already. And then I reached in, and I'm just like, and then I pulled up, like, a whole bunch of them.
Like 100.
Yes, 100.
What was your favorite birthday gift?
That I've opened so far?
Are you still getting more? You still have not opened yet, yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk more about Minecraft.
Well, I want to know what Rosa's favorite birthday present was.
Okay. Probably the geode cracking one.
Ooh, tell us about that.
It's where I got to, like, it's where, like, I brought them out, and then one by one, I got to break open geodes and see what color the crystals were.
What are geodes?
They're rocks, except if you crack them open, the rock on the inside is actually like jewels and gems and... Well, I shouldn't say that. It's more of like these pokey little like spike things that are crystals.
Oh, yeah. My friend Henry, on his birthday in kindergarten, his dad's a scientist, and he broke, and we got to break geodes and see those, and we got to bring them home.
Whoa.
We should talk more about Minecraft.
What you got?
Are there
geodes? That in the first three episodes.
Are there geodes in Minecraft?
Not that much. No.
What kind of rocks are in Minecraft?
None. There are some rocks in Minecraft. There's like crystals.
Yeah, like amethyst.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I do have some amethyst.
Yeah. You guys haven't played Minecraft in a while.
Uh-huh.
You been too busy with school or?
Let's play it tomorrow.
Hmm. Or are you, you know, kind of grown out of Minecraft? Do you not like Minecraft anymore?
I like Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
I like Minecraft, but I don't play it as often because the boys are either watching YouTube or they're playing Java Edition Minecraft. They used to play Minecraft with me, but then they got Java Edition, and I can't play because I don't know how to use a computer, and Java Edition isn't on tablets.
Can you do more in Java Edition?
Oh, yeah. Lots more.
One time, so I was playing in Farm Life because my sister, she creates all these worlds, and I don't have a world because I don't know how to make a world.
So I can just teach you.
So I just have a Farm Life. And so I was in Farm Life, and I was going somewhere in a plane because I just wanted to fly around. So then I got lost, and I lost the farm. And that was the one with the whole thing of dogs.
Yeah, what?
I lost the Farm Life that had that whole thing of dogs.
You lost your farm. Yeah.
You lost all of my dogs, are what you say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I'm an adult, and that's my biggest problem when I play Minecraft with everybody is I build stuff, and then I go other places, and then I can't get back to my house.
Well.
Now what are they called? The big flashlights?
What do you mean?
Or beacons? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, beacons.
Now I leave a beacon at my house so I can get back.
What?
Can you help me find my place again? Because you helped Max find a place.
Yeah, we can try that.
Because my farm is green, okay, Mama?
Okay, there's a lot of green stuff in Minecraft.
There really is.
Max was watching TV one time while playing Minecraft and had her thumb flying. And she flew for probably 10 minutes. And the only reason I got back was because Luca was also there. So I teleported her back to her world.
Mm.
But it was after a lot of sadness. So I don't know if I can find that one again.
Wait, can you help?
I'll try. Maybe Deegan and Alex can help.
Yeah, okay. I would say Alex is pretty good at that, but Rose is pretty good at that too. She helped me get back when I got lost the other time. But that's when I built my house. I didn't build a house. I like dug into a cave and I just had a door. Remember?
That's
and
weird.
I lost the door.
You lost the door?
Does your dad get lost a lot, Rosa?
Yeah.
Does he need your help a lot?
Yes.
In Minecraft or just in general?
In Minecraft.
Oh.
Rosa says I have a bad sense of direction. I don't know where that came from.
dad joke.
So it was Rosa's birthday a couple days or weeks ago.
When is your birthday, Luca?
Mine is in the winter. It's December 23rd, so it's the day before Christmas.
What do you think you're going to do for your birthday?
What is the one thing that you said you have to have at your birthday party?
A chocolate fountain. Because my mom said she would get me one.
That sounds awesome.
But they say that is too dirty and messy.
How do you eat from a chocolate fountain? Do you just stick your mouth in it?
No, like you can add these sticks and then you can stick something in it.
Like a hot dog?
Yes, whatever you want.
Is Brian invited to your birthday party?
Could you stick in a cup and put the cup in the chocolate fountain? So the cup would be filled with chocolate, and then you could just take a spoon and eat the chocolate.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think that's what you should do. A part of
my birthday party if Rosa wants you to stay. Yes or no, Rosa?
Yes.
You want your dad to stay at the birthday party?
Mama.
Would you trust Brian by a chocolate fountain?
No.
No.
He would probably make a mess. Hmm.
Do you think he'd put a hot dog in it?
Yes.
And what do you think Brian putting a hot dog into the chocolate fountain would make the rest of the chocolate taste like?
Hang on. I'm getting hot.
Wardrobe change. Podcast wardrobe change.
Okay, I'm back. So we're off from a break.
That wasn't to break.
I know, but I had to go to the bathroom and I also had to take a prescription. Hmm. Why don't you have any pets? Just humans, which are animals.
I don't think humans are animals.
They are the mammals.
Mammals can sometimes not be animals. Like humans.
Yeah, mammals are animals, so we are animals.
I'm with Luca.
We are not animals.
Yes, we are. We are mammals. And mammals are animals, so we are animals. Right, Mama?
I agree with you.
What is your favorite mammal?
Wait, what are mammals? What are mammals?
What are mammals?
Humans!
Or bears, or
I would say
anything
woolly
that
mammoths.
Doesn't lay an egg is a mammal.
Okay, I would say woolly mammoths.
Woolly mammoths. Uh-huh.
I'm gonna say a dog.
Dogs.
Dogs. Actually, puppies, bunnies, koalas, pandas.
What did we learn that there is one mammal that does lay an egg?
Dinosaurs?
No.
Pigs?
No. Pigs do not lay eggs.
I know this. Chickens?
Nope, that's not a mammal.
I know this.
What is it, Rosa?
It's a platypus.
How?
Like Perry the platypus?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How? Well, probably not Perry, though, because, you know, he's a boy.
How, though?
I don't know why. I'm not sure on that science. Rosa's very interested in a science project. Tell us about the woolly mammals, Rosa.
The woolly mammals.
Woolly mammoth? Not woolly mammals, sorry. I don't know. Rosa knows more. What are they trying to do with the woolly mammoths?
They are trying to bring them back to life because humans killed them, so they're trying to bring them back. To give something back to the world. So
all the endangered animals?
They're extinct, aren't they, Rosa?
Yeah, they're still extinct, but they're trying to bring them back.
How would they bring them back?
Well, they need DNA. That's step one. Mm-hmm. They need the right ingredients. Mm. That's
like
step two.
Flour and sugar?
No, not like that. Like DNA and... I'm not real good at this stuff, but like I know they need DNA and probably like, apparently like elephants are close enough to woolly mammoths. So it'll supposedly be easier if we did, it would not be that easy if we didn't have elephants, but we do have elephants, so it's really easy. If you take an African elephant and you put fur on it, a bunch of fur, and make its tusks longer, you've got a woolly mammoth. So all they need to do is add fur and stretch their things. But they're gonna try to create like a new thing. So I know they need DNA, and elephant's DNA is close enough to woolly mammoth's DNA. So I'm pretty sure they're just gonna take elephant's DNA.
Or they could just wait until there's more eggs or babies. Mm-hmm. There might be some still in this world.
What do you think about that, Rosa?
No.
Because
I don't think there is.
I think this is a terrible idea. Haven't you seen Jurassic Park? What happens when they bring back the dinosaurs?
Well, the world dies there.
Well, not a good idea.
Maybe they could just glue some fur onto the woolly to an elephant, stretch out their tusks, and then just say they're woolly mammoths.
They could do that, but nobody would believe them.
On a piece of paper, I think I saw woolly mammoths do their brown fur and like long tuskers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, I think I saw one.
Mm-hmm. What's the movie where the woolly mammoth is the star? Ice Age? Is that Ice Age?
Maybe.
Yeah. Ice Age.
Mm-hmm. If you could bring back anything that is extinct, Luca, what would you bring back? Any animal or anything?
Extinct?
Yeah.
I don't know that much extinct animals. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I just know like endangered animals. Mm.
Which endangered animal do you think is probably we should save the most?
I think we should save the wolves because they do have food for other animals.
Mm.
But they are predators.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go get something really quick from my room.
But they are endangered because
is it a woolly mammoth?
Because we're killing them.
Bring it out.
What do you think it is? Dicey. Let's all project. I'm going to guess a woolly mammoth egg. What's your guess?
I'm going to guess.
Odds are it's a stuffed animal of some kind.
It's a notebook that has dinosaurs on it. Okay, she said it's not a notebook.
Looks too small to have a woolly mammoth egg.
Okay,
in
I'm going
to
try again.
It looks like a notebook, doesn't it?
Yes, but it's not a notebook.
It's not a notebook.
It's a notebook.
It's actually a pizza.
Oh, yeah, it's a pizza. It's a notebook.
It is not a notebook.
Well, it is a notebook.
It is a notebook, but I turned it into something else.
What is it?
It's now my dinosaur diary. If I could bring back a lot of things, I would bring back brontosauruses, pterodactyls, because they don't eat humans, they just eat fish, stegosauruses.
So you're just saying dinosaurs?
So basically dinosaurs, yeah.
Skip the T-Rex page. A brachiosaurus.
Okay, so basically dinosaurs.
And a triceratops.
Well, no, hold on. Back up. Why
back
not
up.
A T-Rex? Why did you skip the T-Rex? You don't want to bring back T-Rexes?
They eat humans. Of course I don't.
No, they're meat eaters.
This just says vegetarian, and I'm not sure what it's supposed to be. So I can't say if it's... It looks like maybe a dodo bird?
A dodo bird, huh?
I think it was supposed to be a dodo bird, but I changed it into something else. So I'm just going to say that's a dodo bird.
I think that means you want to be a vegetarian for dinosaurs.
Yes. So, time for reporter voice. Today, Luca, what are we reporting?
Dad's farts?
No.
Alex's crazy hair?
No.
What are we reporting then? We are reporters, so we need to report something.
Endangered animals.
Mm. Endangered animals. Go. Can we stop reporting?
So if you don't know what endangered animals are, the animals that are one and out of their other animals, so if all of them
could be extinct.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And if you don't know what extinct means, it means all of those animals are now dead. Like dinosaurs.
Yes, all dinosaurs are extinct.
Dead. You were talking about wolves before, Luca. Have you ever seen a wolf in real life?
Yes, at the Como Zoo I did.
That was in another episode. Go listen to that episode to find out more about wolves.
I don't remember that episode, but then again, I don't listen to this podcast, so.
End this podcast! Now tune after Squeedad and say so long, sucker!